2021 has seen record levels of revenue for car dealers. So what's driving that? And does a rising tide lift all boats? Specifically, does increased profits for car dealers mean increased revenue for local media companies? We will explore these questions with our guest, John Fitzpatrick of Force Marketing, on this episode.
Welcome to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, bringing you unique insights on the ever-changing world of local marketing from two of the industry's brightest analysts and forecasters, Corey Elliott and Gordon Burrell. Today's podcast is sponsored by Guarantee Digital, providing a full suite of white-label digital agency services and strategic guidance, and by Ground Truth, the nation's leading location-based marketing and advertising technology company, helping brands build and activate marketing strategies based on real-world behaviors. And now, here are your hosts, Corey and Gordon.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our 59th podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Corey Elliott, and with me, as always, the namesake of Burrell Associates, or it's a hell of a coincidence, Gordon Burrell.
Hello, Corey. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Happy November.
Yeah, right? End of the year, middle of Q4, my friend.
Yeah. Man, it is. I don't think I've spoken to anybody who said that the year has not gone fast.
Yeah, it's crazy coming out of a pandemic, huh?
Yeah. And speaking of coming out of a pandemic and speaking of all those charts you've been showing about retail sales going way up, the mood of the advertiser took a slight turn for the worse back in August, as we had mentioned. Now they're getting a little reticent. But what's our latest barometer show, or just, I guess, the holiday shopping survey that we did?
Yeah, it seems like there's light at the end of the tunnel. People, local advertisers or local businesses seem pretty positive about the upcoming holiday season.
Yeah, people are going to be buying a lot of stuff. The question is, how much will they buy online? It's probably a lot, right?
Yep.
But it might not be as devastating as last year when nobody really wanted to go out of the house. You know, and then there's the question of supply chain stuff. I heard somebody tell me yesterday while I was in Dallas that, you know, they didn't feel that, you know, the shopping season was going to be all that great because everybody was just going to try to shop real early because they feel like they're going to run out of stuff and they're just going to sit at home and go on Amazon. So there's that, but there's always cars too. A lot of people buy cars for Christmas presents for folks. The big time of the year, of course, is in spring when everybody gets their tax refund. And then Hanukkah, Christmas come around.
Yeah, December traditionally isn't too bad of a month for auto dealers. But man, you should see the retail sales numbers for car dealers this year in 2021. It looks like there's something wrong with the chart, I swear.
Yeah, I saw the chart that you sent over to me, both used car and then new car
new
sales.
Car, yep.
We should post that on social media. Let's get it. Okay. We do it right now. We'll do it on the LinkedIn group, Local Advertising and Marketing Trends. So here we go there.
Yeah. It's an incredible chart that shows month by month retail sales for new car dealers. And of course, 2020 just plummeted in March and April of that year. But man, March and April of this year, it's incredible. So,
boom. Okay, there it's posted. It's on the Local Advertising and Marketing Trends group. I just did it while you were talking. See, I wasn't even listening to you.
Well, I was babbling.
Okay. So just go to LinkedIn groups, Local Advertising and Marketing Trends. If you're not a member, request to be one and you'll see this chart. Really cool. But you know, I heard again yesterday, somebody was talking about auto and they're saying, you know, you go by some of these lots and the dealers are parking the cars sideways now across several different spaces to make the lots look full because they can't keep up with sales. It's kind of like real estate. You list a house and it sells in a couple of days. Why advertise?
Yeah, exactly. It begs the question, if business is that good, why do you need to advertise?
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at, we'll be publishing the annual automotive outlook in November. And I was looking at the numbers and it was really fascinating. Over the past 5 years until 2020, so from 2016 to 2020, television advertising declined 31% or an average annual rate of 6%, while paid search increased 25%, average annual rate of 5%, and then online video up 74%, average annual increase of 15. Now look at this for 2021. I'm not going to tell what 2022 looks like. It's kind of interesting, but 2021 we have TV up almost flat, 3%. Yeah. While 1 year alone, online video up 36%. Dealers are migrating very heavily toward video.
Yeah, 2020 helped with that, right? It snapped them back into kind of the do-it-yourself. Now, whether they're doing it, money's being spent there, but whether they're doing it right in a marketing sense, you know, that's another argument right there.
Yeah. Well, for that, let's go to break, and then we'll have the interview with John Fitzpatrick. John's a great guy, spoke at one of our conferences, and he really knows a heck of a lot about local automotive advertising. He has a company called Force Marketing. We'll have that interview right after this.
Since 2012, Guarantee Digital has provided white label product fulfillment and sales support for media partners and digital agencies in hundreds of markets. Some clients resell Guarantee Digital's full suite of agency products and enjoy white glove fulfillment by Guarantee's Midwest-based team. Some simply hire Guarantee to be their on-demand sales specialist, booking Guarantee on calls to help them close more deals. How can we help your agency grow? Learn more at GuaranteeDigital.com. That's GuaranteeDigital.com.
Ground Truth's advertising solutions reach consumers during relevant moments throughout their day to generate meaningful business engagement for marketers. Ground Truth can help you deliver solutions to support your goals, whether it's boosting awareness, driving store and website visits, or increasing sales. Find ways to extend your reach and amplify your message across CTV, mobile, and desktop. Find and engage consumers based on where they've been or where they are in real time. Ground Truth makes the process of growing your business seamless. Learn more at www.groundtruth.com.
Okay, I've got with me John Fitzpatrick. John's a friend, runs Force Marketing. We had him at, I think, John, at least one of our conferences you spoke, and we still hear great things about that. So welcome to the show, and thanks for participating in our conferences in the past.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always enjoy it.
John, before we begin, it would be helpful, I think, if you just took about 30 seconds to a minute or so, just telling people about Force Marketing and what it does.
Sure. So we are a marketing technology company. We specialize in the auto category. We work with some of the biggest manufacturers like Stellantis, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Audi, and about 9 other OEMs, helping them help their dealers connect with car buyers, as well as about 120 different tier 2 ad associations through their agency partners. And then at the tier 3 level, we work with about 1,200 rooftops all over the country, dealership, new franchise rooftops all over North America, which there's about 17,000 of those new car retailers, and we work with about 1,200 of them.
Great. John, you're also, you'd be too modest to say this, one of the most, if not the most knowledgeable guys, of course, when it comes to automotive marketing down at the dealership level. So thanks for joining us. I wanted to dive right into it. The info that we're seeing these days about vehicle sales, it's just going through the roof in 2021. Is that due, in your opinion, to more units being sold or units being sold at a higher amount or both?
Well, if you go back, dealer lots have been, you know, plentiful. They've had 60, 70, 80 day supply. And the supply was always, we were always, you know, as marketers, we were trying to create demand for sort of the bloated lots. And then you had incentive programs that were pushed down from the OEMs to give incentives off different vehicles that weren't moving at a higher rate. And that's why you'd see like, you know, $15,000 off a pickup truck or something. We've seen these ads for years. What's happening now with the microchip processor shortage globally is you're seeing that, you know, supply is a major issue. And where a dealer had 60, 70, 80 day supply on his lot, he now has a 6, 7, or 8 day supply on his lot. And that's forcing a already incredible marketplace of demand. We've got higher demand right now for cars than we've had in at least a decade, matched with a very serious and significant supply problem. You know, you're seeing essentially, you know, cars are being sold right off the transporter as they arrive. They're either already sold or sold within 24 hours. And so that dynamic is something we haven't seen in auto in generations. It is creating a lot more profitability per vehicle. So dealers are by and large happy. They're making a lot of money. we haven't seen it get to the point where a customer can't get a car within a couple of weeks. They might have to wait a little bit for the car they want. They're certainly going to pay more than ever before. But there's definitely a dynamic happening in auto where profitability is at an all-time high. The operation is being run really, really well. Service pays are full. And so the whole dealership operation as a whole is running well. Yet we've got this major supply problem. And the supply problem, from my lens, is not going to lighten up anytime soon. We're seeing that this supply problem in automotive could go well into 2022, possibly even into 2023.
That sounds like bad news, John, because if sales are so strong, it would just seem logical, that just like the real estate industry, houses move weeks time. They don't need to advertise. Is that happening? And does that cause a problem in the advertising and marketing world that's depended so heavily on this category?
It is a problem. It is, Gordon. And it will be increasingly, because as the lots stay dry, you know, we got to put our dealer hat on or our general manager hat on and say, well, why am I spending X amount of money in marketing for cars I don't have? And I'm not having a problem bringing in leads or getting interest in the vehicles. I'm turning them in days. So where we are sort of leaning in at Force Marketing and our family of brands, we call them, that are now sort of really targeted to helping a dealership in different areas of their business, whether that's fixed ops and the service side of their business. For those that don't understand, the fixed ops, like service parts and accessories, is a big piece of a dealer's business. Their new cars, their used cars. There's a couple different focal points. One is vehicle acquisition. They need marketing to get used car inventory. Used car prices are at an all-time high. Going to the auction costs a dealer a pretty hefty fee. And so we've known in auto for a long time that the best place to acquire a vehicle is from a trade-in, from someone you've already sold to. And so first-party data and the connectivity to first-party data is if first-party data were a stock, it is going through the roof and we're all buying it because it's so incredibly valuable. And certainly in this case, in auto and in this conversation to vehicle acquisition, it's really, really big. So if I'm a marketer, if I'm a media person, I would be focused on helping this category acquire vehicles. And just look at what Carvana is doing, right? If you watch any Carvana ad right now, they're paying 100 to 120% of book value to tell everyone in the Carvana marketplace that you can go online. You don't even have to enter your VIN. You can enter your 6 or 7 digit license plate. We will identify your car and we'll make you an offer within, you know, 15 seconds. And by the way, that offer is as strong as gold. We'll come pick up the car for you. And their whole thing is win the mindset of we're the easiest place to trade your car. Dealers need to jump on that messaging in a big, big way. And it will help them through the new car inventory challenges, because, you know, if we're filling the lots with used car inventory and telling the consumer, hey, you know, while you might have to wait a month, I can sell you this used car or this certified pre-owned car today.
So, John, where's that money best spent? Are we talking direct mail? Are we talking outdoor? Are we talking TV? Are we talking targeted banners, OTT? You know, if you had to pick only one or two to push that message out, you know, we want to buy your used vehicle, or we're the best in service, you know, bring your car in for this special.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to pick one or two. As you know, Gordon, each marketplace is a little different, right? You might be on a highway where some outdoor is going to make a lot of sense to remind people that we're just off the highway and we can service your vehicle. And by the way, the service mindset of the consumer is up, right? Well, if I'm not going to trade my car in, or I'm not going to get a new car because they don't have it and I don't want to wait that long, well, then I'll just service the one I have. I'll go ahead and get those new tires. I'll go ahead and get those updates. I'll go ahead and maybe buy the accessories that I wanted and make it sort of a new car to me because I sort of tricked it out the way I always wanted to. I'll spend the extra cash that I have thanks to the pandemic and not going and traveling and doing all those things to sort of, you know, recreate the car that I have to a better car. So, you know, outdoor for the right, certainly mail and email is incredibly effective in sending someone a message. I mean, you think about the mail and email that you get at scale, you know, just by and large, you say, oh, that's not very effective. But if mail and email is incredibly personalized and targeted to where I am in the ownership of my vehicle, and it comes from the dealer in a personalized way to my home. I'm going to open that, and I'm gonna read the offer. I'm gonna open it, whether it's in, at my, you know, physical mailbox, or whether it's online on my virtual mailbox or my inbox. That has always been an effective way to tell a consumer, hey, your car's never been worth more than right now, and we'd love to give you an, you know, we'd love to make you an offer and buy that car back from you. And then, you know, obviously across digital, there's a ton of different ways to reach people across streaming media and streaming audio. There's a ton of different ways in Facebook and obviously Google. So, you know, I do think, you know, unfortunately for the TV and radio guys, the linear folks, you know, this is yet another hit of, it is a tough way for a single point store to talk about vehicle acquisition. However, if you're a big dealer group, I would be going, I mean, look, one of the things, just spitballing, you know, on the creative side, you know, if I had a 20, 30, 40 store group, I would go right after Carvana and I would be on TV and radio saying, we will pay you 5% greater than the Carvana value of your car. I would just piggyback their messaging because they're winning right now in the mindshare. Everybody knows they can go to Carvana and get an offer for their car in seconds. If I were a dealer, I would suggest that while that might be the first place, let ABC Auto Group in Atlanta, Georgia be the last place. And you have an opportunity to win.
So one quick question. We got about 30 seconds. You alluded to this before. 2022, not looking good in terms of change, right?
Not on the supply side.
But on the marketing and advertising side, do you see anything else changing there?
I think it's going to, you know, somewhat follow. I think we will have some aggressive folks that are using this time to win over the hearts and minds from a market share perspective. Because look, when the supply comes back and it matches demand, you will have an opportunity to create a market shift moment. So, you know, those that can, you know, never waste a good crisis, lean into it and realize they have an opportunity to win the mind share now, in a new vehicle depressed or suppressed sort of moment. And we say, hey, look, here's our brand promise. Here's why, you know, here are all our unique selling propositions on why to do business with us. Let us take care of the vehicle that you're in. Let us offer you a fair or above fair value for your trade. Let us be the place for all of your automotive needs. If that's the messaging, you have an opportunity now, while everything on the new car side is a, oh, microchip processor, woe is us scenario, you can over time, in my opinion, create it as a market shift moment.
John, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for being on the show. And thanks for, like I said, being on our conference. Hope you can come back to our next one. It's in March in Miami. Would love to have you back up on stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to come down there with you guys. Miami is my hometown, actually Fort Lauderdale. So always good to go down there and see mom, dad, and the in-laws.
Maybe we'll see you there. Thanks, John.
Another great interview, Mr. Burrell. You yourself are being modest, because the onstage interview you did with John at our last New York conference was rated the highest among all the speakers, and that included you and me. That interview rated higher than we did.
Anything
so I do hope he comes
rate
back.
Anything I do rates high. The only reason that the one with you and me rated a little bit lower was because you were in the line.
Ah, so I'm dragging you down.
I don't mean that. Oh, I have to tell people something. At a newspaper conference a couple of weeks ago in Colorado Springs, I was bleary-eyed, pouring my coffee, and the publisher of a newspaper came up. He didn't even say, hi, Gordon, how you doing? Hope you're okay. He just came up and blurted out, I really love Corey's video minute.
Yeah.
It's like, shut the hell up. Come on.
Well, now I got to pay that guy $50. So
hey, okay. So let's talk about John's advertising.
Yeah, I want to cover off on a couple of things. The first is, man, hearing him talk about Carvana and the pressure Carvana is putting on local dealers and the suggestion of how a dealer goes after them saying, you know, I'll pay you 5% more than Carvana does, puts Carvana kind of in charge, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And there are plenty of others out there, TrueCar and others that are really, really pushing this. We'll deliver the car to you. You know, we want your used car. It's just, it's amazing the type of competition. I hear more and more people just saying, yeah, I just go online. I know the type of car I want. And financing is a big part of it because it's wrapped into it. Everything's online. It's like, you know, the Amazon of car buying, leaving a lot of dealers, you know, just really worried. You know, I think one thing that he said in there was that You know, and if you're in the agency business or the media business, you can kind of sink your teeth into this. Okay, cars move fast. It's kind of like homes. So you don't really need to advertise the home. You just put it in the MLS. You don't really need to advertise the car. You just put it online, you know, and boom, it's, you know, it sells. You don't even need to put balloons on the cars anymore, right?
Right.
So what do you do? Well, you begin to advertise your service. That's, you've got really good margins in service. And you've advertised, as you said, you know, hey, we'd like to buy your car. I've gotten four letters in the past month from two different dealerships wanting to buy my car. You know, they certainly won't sell me a new one. But so there is advertising to be had in other services to get people in the door and to create that relationship.
The offer you got, was that electronic or a direct mail piece?
No, it was a paper, printed paper. And you know what? I opened it. You know, I actually think I also got an email piece because they have my email address for service. They're two different Audi dealerships, one right here locally where I've taken it, and then the other one in Virginia Beach where I also take it for service. But yeah, they got my number and they hit me both ways, you know, and I read it. And I was like, eh. So, but it's another way to market. So I want to talk about one more thing, Corey, about, you know, okay, we're talking about advertising. Some of the major trends that I've seen from your data that we'll be using in the report this month is, now get this, this is amazing to me. In 2021, total television advertising expenditures by auto dealers, $522 million, half a billion dollars. On local TV advertising, just local TV. You want to guess what online video was? How much they spent on things like OTT?
$25.
No, half a billion on TV, $1.5 billion on online video. It's already already triple. And there's one other that's a little bit bigger, and that's paid search, which I think we all know, at $1.7 billion. So that is phenomenal to me. One other phenomenal thing, and that is they're spending far, far more on digital services. So we talked about $1.5 billion in video placement, online video, OTT placement, $1.5 billion. Guess how much they spend in video production, producing videos, the cost of actually producing all these online videos.
$25.
Sure ass. All right. $1.5 billion for video placement. $6 billion for video production.
Yeah.
And $1.7 billion for search, as I mentioned. $4 billion for SEO. Far more money, you know, 3 to 4 times more in digital services. So there's a lot of creative ways that they are actually marketing themselves that don't look like paid advertising.
Yeah. They got to get in front of those shoppers and who are those active shoppers and those that are going online to Carvana. I mean, it only makes sense. Yeah. And that's what consumers want, by the way. The number one thing they want from a dealer is to be able, and this is from a study by TrueCar, 39% of consumers said, I want to configure the deal digitally. So they're forcing dealers to spend money, you know, on digital assets and digital services.
Yeah, and even though you've got that going on, and we know that loads of new car franchise dealers are locked into co-op programs that force them to buy certain, not only force them buy certain types of digital advertising, but also buy from certain types of companies. So a lot of media companies are going, oh, geez, you know, we're too small. We can't even play in that. Consider this, the average price of a gently used vehicle, which is what everybody's buying right now, is $27,000. It's just a few thousand dollars below a new vehicle. And so they're making as much, sometimes more profit, depending on how much they get these cars at auction from these used vehicles. And these used vehicles are not under any type of co-op restrictions. They can spend the money any way they want. And they may prefer TV on these deals, or radio for that matter, or pale newspapers, other types of traditional media.
And it's a good time for used car dealers too. Their profits are up in 2021 too.
Yeah. Still very challenging category. Thanks, Corey, for putting some insights into it. And thanks to John Fitzpatrick for joining us on this podcast.
And thank you, Mr. Burrell. Is it a coincidence that your last name is the same as Burrell Associates? Is that just coincidence?
My name was Lipschitz before.
I just
changed it to reflect the name of the company.
Good idea.
Anyway, thank you everybody for joining us. get out and vote tomorrow if you're listening to this on the day we publish it. If not, we hope you voted. By all means, we hope you voted for the right person.
Exactly.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, sponsored by Guaranteed Digital and by Ground Truth. If you have submissions or ideas for future shows or guests, email the hosts at podcast@burrellassociates.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, market well.